going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Just got back from one of my many follow-up appointments after the surgery, and boy, I can tell you, this shit sucks. But, hey, the path to recovery for this particular surgery, it is long. However, I'm going to do you guys a good one with this one. As much as I have not been able to put out anything, I'm going to go ahead and grit my teeth and get through this one because it is so damn good. Now, let's go ahead and lay the groundwork, shall we? Many, many, many years ago, a lot of us here in this space told women, when you decided to sign up for those student loans, you made a deal with the devil. Eventually, they were going to come back to collect, i.e. Uncle Sam, or in this case, I'm going to call him Pimp Daddy Payne. Now, a lot of women decided, you know what? I'm going to default on my loans. I'm not going to pay my loans. Ladies, that time is over. Now, this article was published on the 21st of April. Student loan borrowers in default will face garnished wages. Education Department says, oh! Oh, gentlemen, get ready for all of the woe is me sob stories when these strong and independent women start getting their money snatched. Yeah, ladies, you had the choice. Give it up willingly. Now it's going to be taken. Now, on a quick side tangent, Black men were specifically targeted in the last few weeks for a quote unquote shaming trend of women talking about, oh, we're so concerned that Black men are not going to college. Now, you had this one dude that looked like a Black Sideshow Bob out there talking all his greasy nonsense. However, as we all know, there was one part of that conversation that was specifically left out on purpose. And that is what? The debt that these women have. We all know that women carry 85% of the student loan debt. But oh, they thought they were going to be forgiven by Biden. No. The Education Department will soon begin collecting payments for students that are in default, including through wage garnishment for potentially millions of borrowers, the department announced on Monday. Beginning May 5th, the Education Department will begin involuntary collections through the Treasury Department's offset program, which claws back delinquent debts by withholding payments such as tax refunds, federal salaries, and social security benefits. More than 5 million borrowers are in default, and a 4 million more could be in the same position in a few months, which put nearly a quarter of the federal student loan portfolio in default, according to the Education Department. Less than 40% of borrowers are current on their student loan payments. Woo! In the next 2 weeks, those in default will receive emails informing them of the next steps and urging them to look into repayment options. Wage garnishment notices will be sent out later this summer. Oh, ladies, I'm going to give you the equivalent of this. No federal student loan has been referred to collections since March 2020, when President Trump paused payments and interest accrual during the Charlie 19 pandemic. The Biden administration extended that pause, which ended in October of 2024. Former President Houseplant sought to wipe out student loan debt for tens of millions of people during his 4 years in the White House, but the efforts were repeatedly rejected by courts, including a 2023 ruling by the Supreme Court. Yeah, they ran on that to get Biden in the White House. Oh, we're going to forgive student loans. And so many people fell for that lie, hook, line, and sinker. Still, the Biden administration erased student loan debts for more than 5 million borrowers through other forgiveness programs. Education Secretary Linda McMahon said the Biden administration, quote unquote, misled borrowers about its authority to waive debt. So many of us here in the Red Pill space were talking about that. We all knew it was a lie. It was a sham. But guess what? People in their feelings were like, oh, yay, Biden's going to forgive my debts. Nope. Mm-mm. Quote unquote. Going forward, the Department of Education, in conjunction with the Department of Treasury, will shepherd the student loan program responsibility and according to the law, which means helping borrowers return to repayment, both for the sake of their own financial health and our nation's economic outlook, she said in a statement Monday. And gentlemen, here is the creme de la creme of this whole damn article. The announcement from the department added, quote unquote, there will be no mass loan forgiveness. Ladies, this is now your version of men's child support. Oh, yeah. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. That devil is coming to collect. Now, as we all know, gentlemen, this is about to be absolutely hilarious, because you know where people are going to go. Straight to TikTok, straight to social media. And guess who's going to be the biggest ones crying about this? Oh, yeah. You see, black men that didn't go to college, now you can absolutely rub this in black women's face. Oh, how the price of box will now officially plummet across the board. But all in all, this is absolutely hilarious. Oh, how the mighty will soon fall. And gentlemen, remember, you are under no obligation to help these women, especially black men. You can just put this article out and say, you know what? How are you going to be when Uncle Sam starts snatching your money from you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gentlemen, Social media is about to explode with sob stories. And guess what? All you got to do, get your cup, get those tears, and just drink them and say, mwah. Thirst quenching, bitch. Well, I rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for all of you strong, independent, don't need no man. We got our degrees. We so educated. Nah, 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 nah. Women who thought that y'all were going to be able to just rub this in men's face, especially black men's faces. Now, here we are. The financial power for a lot of you is about to go out. Feminism and the idea of you not needing a man. Oh, y'all gonna be looking for the first man that y'all can find. But guess what? That's gonna go out right along with it. Because men have said enough is enough. And now we have something on our side that is gonna absolutely destroy whatever plans you have left to try to get a man that's gonna quote unquote help you out of your bind. Oh, no, 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 no. You made a deal with the devil, ladies, and guess what? He's coming to collect. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.